Let's turn our attention to sport. Now, if you are blind or partially sighted, there are clubs around the UK you can go to for a whole variety of sports. Pretty much all sports and leisure activities can be adapted or are pretty easy if you've got limited or no sight. But what if you want to go to places like gyms or sports clubs who perhaps don't feel they can help someone with a sight loss condition? Well, there's lots of help out there, including a new toolkit from the Thomas Pocklington Trust. Martin Simcox is here to tell us more. Thanks for joining us, Martin.
Hi there, Adam.
I suppose for a long time now, people have probably been telling you at Pocklington, people perhaps have found it difficult to go to mainstream places and get that support.
And unfortunately, there have been examples where blind or partially sighted people have had negative experiences when going on to a gym or a leisure centre or a swimming pool or similar sorts of facilities. And what we've tried to do with this new toolkit in partnership with UK Coaching is to really try just to give leisure operators, those owners and people that run those facilities, information that they can give to their workforce to try and help them to encourage blind and partially sighted people to come along to their facilities.
I suppose when you think about it, you know, going to a gym, for example, you know, you're not looking for places to put an expensive piece of equipment or expensive adaptation. Sometimes it can be just down to staff training.
Absolutely. And this is what the toolkit really does focus on. What we're asking them to do is to upskill their workforce. We've created this toolkit. It's on a website, so there's no cost, that really would enhance somebody's visit to a facility so that a blind and partially sighted person thinking about going to the gym can have that confidence that actually when they go to this facility, the people that they're going to come across have knowledge about some of those issues that blind and partially sighted people are faced with.
I suppose now, probably more important than ever, you know, getting out there, you know, leisure activities, sporting activities, more important than ever, not just for our physical health, but, you know, the benefits for mental health and just building up your social circle are just as important.
Being physically active clearly has those benefits, but there are many research articles that point towards those improvements to mental health as well. By getting out and being able to go to a facility, that certainly helps with building confidence in terms of independent travel. There's clearly that opportunity to meet and interact with other people that are perhaps going to the gym or going for a swim or taking part in another activity at a leisure centre or a swimming pool or something like that. So the benefits are more broader.
And for the provider as well, I mean, the way I look at it is if you can do something with a free toolkit that just involves a bit of staff training, perhaps some catch-ups, regular updates and so on, you know, that's going to bring more people through the doors. It's more money in the till. So it's really a win-win, isn't it?
It is a win-win. That's hopefully what we're trying to point out, that there are people that currently aren't accessing leisure facilities. And that may be because they don't feel as though these facilities are accessible enough, or that they are concerned that they do go along is they're not going to perhaps be made to feel as welcome as perhaps they could be. And that's not through ignorance at all. It's just through lack of knowledge. And so what we're just trying to do here is really just to highlight those small things. They are really small things that people can do that really would make such a big difference. And through the toolkit, we try to highlight that through interviews and videos with people with lived experience so that they can demonstrate just some of those small things that make a difference to them. So not only are there videos, there are resources on there as well. There's some top tips and there's checklists, just trying to change some of those small things that really would make a big difference to somebody that's blind and partially sighted. It's not a great investment in terms of time, but it's a great tool that can be used for the induction periods of new staff starting, and certainly that refresher training for current staff as well.
I suppose for blind and partially sighted people as well, Martin, if they know about this, then they can go to places like their local gym or leisure centre and say, you know, I'd like to do this. Did you know there is a free resource which can provide you with all this help?
We would encourage that, Alan. We've had great support from the sight loss councils around the UK. We've created a template letter that they can send to their local providers and, you know, encouraging them to do just that, which is to point out there is a free resource for them to be able to use. And so, again, we certainly would encourage people that are currently going along to these facilities to make their operators aware that this tool is available. And if people are thinking going along, just to signpost people to where they can find this information.
Well, just finally, Martin, that's where we're going next. And if people want to find out more or would like to look at the toolkit itself or just get in touch with Paul Clinton to ask some questions, what's the best way to do that?
The website address is pocklington-trust.org.uk. If you wanted to go to the UK coaching website to go directly to the resource, it's ukcoaching.org. And the name of the product that you're looking for is Inclusive Facilities, Supporting People with a Visual Impairment.
Martin, great to hear about the toolkit. Let's hope people take advantage of this. And thank you for telling us all about it on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.